Debt. We can't live with it, but we can't live without it, especially when it comes to running a small business. Understanding and effectively managing business debt is such an important component of a small business journey for growth and success. While the term debt may often carry a negative connotation, I always say it's not the debt that's the problem, but rather the management of it. When managed strategically, it can serve as a powerful tool for expanding operations, investing in opportunities, and ultimately moving your business forward. With cash flow focus greater than ever, I wanted to take this opportunity to explore the different types of business debt, discuss how it can be used for growth, and highlight the importance of strict debt management. I'll even throw in 5 key strategies that you can implement right now to effectively navigate and optimize your business debt. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. As a business coach, I have spent many a strategy session with clients discussing how to get out of debt. Not because I think that having debt is bad, quite the contrary, but rather talking about how to get out of the negative debt situation that they've found themselves in. You know the one I'm talking about. The one that started off as a debt to help kick the business off the ground or to get through a quiet period, or that debt that they started with the ATO with the view to get onto it in the next quarter and get it paid off. But soon got out of hand. Sales didn't improve the way they'd hoped. The tax debt kept compounding as that quarter came around a little quicker than expected, or simply other things took priority. That's the type of debt that I'm talking about. The one that feels out of control with no way out. These conversations are hard to have because the reality of it all is that it boils down to one thing and one thing only. The debt was badly managed. And that, my friend, falls solely as the onus on the small business owner. It's an even harder conversation to tell them what they need to do now to get out of it because they're not going to like what I have to tell them. It's hard work that's needed to come back from this state. And it's something that won't happen overnight. But if you stay the course, not all is lost. I do want to say though, there are some real mind shifts that are required throughout this for it to be successful. And that, my friend, can be hard as well. It's why I have to have this conversation. I'd rather you not get there. I'd rather we were working on growth strategies than negative debt strategies that are causing you grief. So let's start this conversation right at the beginning. Let's put a spotlight for a moment on what is business debt, the types of business debt available to you, and how this can have a real positive impact on your business when managed correctly. Because let's face it, we are all needing a little more cash at the moment to support our businesses right now because things out there are tough. So, business debt, what is it? Business debt, in essence, is a financial tool for you that allows you as a small business owner to access cash for a variety of reasons, ranging from daily operational needs to strategic expansion initiatives. Essentially, it involves borrowing funds with an agreement to repay the principal amount along with interest over a specified period of time. Now, at its core, business debt is a means to bridge the gap between available resources and the financial requirements necessary to do things like operate, invest, and thrive in your competitive market. And it comes in various forms, including things like short-term debt, long-term debt, revolving debt, even accounts payable, each of them serving distinct purposes for which I'm going to highlight in a moment. For a small business owner, strategically utilizing business debt can be a catalyst for your growth. It provides the necessary financial flexibility that you need to navigate things like operational challenges, seizing market opportunities that come your way, and investing in critical assets to get you there. When used wisely, business debt allows us as business owners to scale our operations, stay competitive, and capitalize on time-sensitive opportunities that can actually propel our ventures to new heights. Whether it's a financing expansion, upgrading equipment, managing working capital, or seizing those immediate opportunities, debt serves as that valuable resource that you're going to need to help support and enhance your financial strategy to get there. So, my friend, what types of debt are available to you and how can they be used to your advantage? Let's start with short-term debt. Now, short-term debt is typically used to cover immediate operational needs, such as things like inventory purchases, payroll, or even unexpected expenses as they arise. Common forms of short-term debt can include things like business credit cards, working capital loans, and trade credit. Now, while short-term debt can provide that quick cash availability to you, it's still essential to manage your repayment schedules diligently to avoid accumulating high interest costs. So, a way you can use it to your advantage is by carefully monitoring cash flow and using short-term debt strategically. So, when doing this, you can navigate things like seasonal fluctuations and you can capitalize on those opportunities without compromising your cash availability. But you need to be able to manage those repayments schedules so that you don't accumulate that high interest cost. The next option you have is long-term debt. Now, this is typically used for more significant investments, such as acquiring assets, expanding your facilities, or even launching a new product line. So examples of long-term debt include things like term loans, equipment financing, and even commercial mortgages. Understanding the purpose and repayment terms, of course, of long-term debt is important to aligning it with this business growth strategy. They have to work in synergy. In addition, careful consideration of the return on your investment is important to ensure that the benefits of any expansion in any way outweighs the cost of the debt. So one example of how you can use this to your advantage and for business growth is, you know, businesses frequently need to invest in updated equipment and technology to stay competitive. So equipment financing allows you to acquire the necessary assets without depleting the cash you've got available to you, or what we call our working capital, ensuring that your business will remain efficient and competitive in the marketplace because now you've got that updated equipment and technology to stay competitive. Then there is what's typically known as revolving debt. This is often associated with credit lines. One term you may have heard is overdrafts. It allows businesses to borrow up to a predetermined limit, and that'll be based on a gamut of things. It'll allow you to repay the debt, but here's the kicker. It allows you to borrow it again. This is like a facility available to you. This flexible financing option is ideal for managing fluctuating cash flow periods, like those experienced by anyone who runs a seasonally impacted business. It'll allow you to have that cash and therefore continue to seize those immediate opportunities. However, and just like long-term and short-term debt or any debt, discipline is still the key to avoiding the temptation here of excessive borrowing and accumulating interest. Because once you start to use that facility, that's when the interest kicks in. And let me tell you, they're going to make you pay big time to have a facility like this one. Why? Because it's money available to you at any one point in time and will continue to remain available to you until such a time that agreement ceases. So forewarning on this, my friends. An example though on how you can use this for good is a well-managed line of credit can actually provide the necessary funds to go after those opportunities as and when they arise. such as things like acquiring inventory at discounted prices or participating in limited time promotions, which pop up from time to time. We can grab hold of it, take advantage of it, use those funds, repay those funds, but we've got that inventory or those discounted prices to help us move ahead. And then finally, there is accounts payable. Now, while not traditionally a loan as such, accounts payable still represents amounts that are owed to suppliers for goods and services that you've actually already received. So effectively managing your accounts payable is essential for maintaining healthy relationships with your vendors or suppliers and to help you optimize your cash flow if you get the right terms. So negotiating favorable payment terms and diligently tracking payables can contribute to effective debt management and can certainly help. Now, with all these options available, what's extremely important to remember is the impact of any business debt on a small business owner actually extends beyond merely just the financial transactions. How debt is managed can significantly influence the trajectory of your business. And it is not the debt itself that poses the threat, but rather the way it's navigated, repaid, and integrated into your broader financial or money strategy. Prudent debt management involves careful consideration of what the purpose of the debt is, understanding its terms and conditions, and aligning them with the overall goals of your business. As small business owners, we must be vigilant in monitoring what is known as what we call our debt to equity ratio. Now, a debt to equity ratio is understanding the balance between the debt that you have to contribute to running the business and the equity or ownership. Now, if your debt is lower than your equity, it's generally more favorable because you're relying on less debt to run your business, maintaining the premise that your business is self-funding and you're using the equity in your business to actually run it operationally. We must also be constantly evaluating things like interest rates because that's the cost of debt to our business. And of course, developing robust payment plans to ensure that the debt burden remains manageable. That's the key. Now, in addition, responsibly managing business debt can contribute to a positive credit history. Yep, even for businesses, which is essential for securing favorable loan terms in the future. Now, bear in mind, if you're a sole trader and running a business, your credit profile for your business actually falls on you. So that can also impact your personal credit standing and therefore what loans you can take out personally. So be very, very careful. Building a strong credit profile regardless opens doors to more financing options and lower interest rates, enhancing your ability to leverage debt strategically. So what does all this mean in the hands of a savvy business owner, which I know that you are because you're listening to this podcast? Debt can be a strategic ally to you, providing the necessary leverage to propel your business forward. However, it's essential to approach it with caution and a clear understanding of all of the associated risks for each different type of debt. Now, because I know you're here for some actionable points, here are the key considerations for an effective debt management strategy. Of course, budgeting and cash flow had to be mentioned. Develop a detailed budget and cash flow forecast to understand your business's financial needs. This proactive approach enables you to anticipate potential cash flow gaps and align your debt usage with all those operational requirements you have in your business. Next up, monitor that debt to equity ratio that I was talking about before to assess your overall financial health. A balanced ratio indicates a healthy mix of both debt and equity, while excessive debt can actually signal financial strain on your business. Cash flow strain, my friend. So aim for a ratio that aligns with your benchmarks, what you need from a cash perspective, industry benchmarks, and also that business growth goals that you have. Don't forget to continue to compare interest rates and terms from different lenders to secure the most favorable financing throughout your selection period. And even once you've got the financing, lower interest rates can significantly reduce the overall cost of debt, freeing up those cash resources for other business needs. So negotiate with lenders to ensure their terms align with your business's financial objectives. You must also establish a realistic payment plan. Now, I say realistic for a reason, because our cash moves differently for everybody. So it's got to be realistic to your cash movements. So establish a realistic repayment plan that considers your business's cash flow. Timely and consistent repayments not only improve that creditworthiness that we were talking about, but it also demonstrates this financial responsibility as a business owner. Work closely with your lenders to modify any repayment schedules if necessary, because there can be unforeseen challenges that might arise just given a cookie cutter repayment schedule that might not work for you. And finally, identify and assess potential risks associated with your debt obligations. Go and consider factors such as interest rate fluctuations, economic downturns. We know we're having a few of those at the moment, and industry-specific challenges. Having contingency plans in place allows you to navigate any unforeseen circumstances without jeopardizing your business's financial stability. So, here are five things that you can do to build out that debt management strategy. Prioritize your high interest debt. If your business carries multiple debts, go ahead and prioritize those with the higher interest rates to minimize that overall interest expense in your business. Allocating extra funds where possible towards high interest debt accelerates your repayments and enhances your business's financial flexibility. Number two, create a debt repayment plan that's robust. Develop a comprehensive debt repayment plan that aligns with what your business cash flow is telling you you need and can do. Clearly outline when and how each debt will be repaid, considering both short-term and long-term obligations. Regularly revisit and adjust the plan as your business evolves. Number three, build your emergency fund. Establishing an emergency fund provides you with a financial safety net that we all need, reducing the need to actually rely on additional debt during unforeseen circumstances. Having a cushion such as this allows your business to weather unexpected challenges and without compromising your long-term financial health. Of course, go and seek professional advice. Engage in financial advisors or consultants with expertise in small business finance, like moi over here. Our insights can help you navigate complex financial decisions, can help you optimize debt structures, can identify opportunities for cost savings. Professional advice adds layers of expertise to your financial management strategies that you wouldn't have otherwise had. And of course, because you know I'm a fan, continuous monitoring and adjustment. So regularly monitor your business's financial performance, its debt levels, and all the market conditions that affect it. Stay agile in adjusting your debt management strategies based on these changing circumstances. And proactive monitoring of all of this allows you to identify and address potential issues before they escalate. Effectively managing business debt can feel like a complex process. I get it, but it's really not. Just know that for it to be effective, it really relies on you to implement planning, discipline, and adaptability. By understanding the types of business debt available, leveraging it for growth, and implementing strong debt management strategies, you too can just harness this power of debt as a tool for success in your business, not as a weight in your business. But if you take nothing else from this episode, I really do want you to remember this. It's not the debt itself that poses a challenge, but how it is managed that determines its impact on your business's financial health. With the right approach, business debt can be a catalyst for growth and a key driver of long-term success in the competitive business landscape. So go forth, my friend, grow that business and manage that debt well. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au bookshop.com/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.